Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hi, I'm Wavy with Here Again. Did you know that a hearing loss affects millions of people across the United States? Don't let that hearing loss stress you out. Yes, there is a lot of help for those who do suffer with a hearing loss. That's Here Again. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920. Call us for your free hearing test at 1-888-755-5920.
Hear Again so you can understand again.
Hi, Harry Birdwell for the School Land Commission. Every October, state school land is leased at public auction. More than 570 tracts in 30 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Tuesday, October 25th at 2 o'clock, we will be at the Garfield County Fairgrounds, where 71 tracts in Garfield, Grant, Blaine, Kay, Alfalfa, and Kingfisher counties will be leased. For details, visit clo.ok.gov for auction locations and times.
Well, live and feeder futures should open on a mixed basis this morning thanks to a combination of spillover selling and late week short covering. The hog contracts are also likely to open with uneven price action as traders position ahead of the weekend break. Now, given light to moderate trade volume totals generated over the last couple of days, cash business and feedlot could be essentially done for the week. We could see some cleanup activity here and there, but price levels have pretty much been determined. The beef producers were helpless in applying the brakes in the cash trade this week because traders were helpless in stabilizing the futures. Live and feeder contracts seem staged to open on a mixed basis today thanks to a combination of follow-through selling and late-week profit-taking. Look for the late-week cash hog trade to open with bids steady to a dollar lower. Hog slaughter popped back over 400,000 head yesterday. That's for the first time this week as plants in North Carolina slowly come back online. Look for the kill to be larger Friday with a possible top of 300,000 tomorrow. Now, on the grains, the wheat futures led the crop markets higher yesterday as a number of countries were in the global market to buy grain. Corn and soybeans also were helped by some export news, with Taiwan looking to buy U.S. corn. USDA reported another soybean sale to China, plus sales of soybeans and soy meal to unknown destinations. The wheat markets did have a strong day yesterday, with December soft red winter finishing at a six-week high and Kansas City's December hard red winter wheat at a one-week high. Spring wheat was near a four-month high. The spate of export business listed above appeared to be the catalyst for those gains. Now, global wheat supplies remain plentiful despite USDA on Wednesday trimming global production slightly. Now, corn's up about 12 cents or nearly 3.8% and its highest since mid-July in moderate trading. That's to recover all that it lost on Wednesday following the monthly crop report. And soybeans closed higher to recover what they lost the day before and slightly higher for the week. Complete check of all your futures coming up in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Live cattle futures October down to 230 at 94.45. December was down 182 at 96.17. October feeder cattle down 255, 119.45. November down 295 at 114.82. December hogs up 12 cents, 44.17. February's up 27 cents at 51.20. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, the hard red winter wheat, December was up 15.5 at 414. March up 15.75 at 431. Chicago wheat, December up 19.25, 416. March up 18.25 at 434.75. December corn up 12.5 at 349.5. March up 12.5 at 359.5. November soybeans up 10.75 at 956.25. January up 11.25 cents at 964.75. December cotton is up 34, 69.65. March up 32 at 70.06. November crude oil is up 52 at 50.96. December is up 45 at 51.30. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.